Good morning, friends. I am so happy to be back in worship with you. Being sick is no fun, so I thank you all for your prayers and positive thoughts coming my way. Many of you know this about me already, but for those of you that don't, I love water. I love going swimming, I love looking at the ocean or sitting in the jacuzzi. That might be my favorite. But even more than all of that, I love to drink water. Any time of the day, whether I'm at work or driving in my car or watching TV, I always have some sort of water bottle with me. Even like just a cup. Now you might think, Miss Becky, isn't that a little bit boring? Don't you ever just want something maybe with a little yummy flavor or something bright and colorful? Don't you ever wish that you could just magically turn your water into something more? Let's see. Sometimes Miss Becky can do science. Wow, it's a miracle. It actually worked. Something that's bright and colorful, and it smells yummy, citrusy, and even tastes good too. That wasn't exactly a miracle, was it? Some of you might know there was some little powder in the bottom of my glass before I poured the water in there. In our Bible story that we're going to hear about later today from Mr. Joe, Jesus does a miracle with water too. Jesus did lots of amazing miracles in the Bible, and he did things to help people that would not have been possible without him and without God's help. Our scripture today is about the very first miracle that Jesus performed when he was on earth. Jesus transformed water at a wedding. You see, in those days, weddings sometimes lasted days and days, and it included times of eating and drinking for not only friends and family, but for the whole village where the wedding's taking place. And at this wedding in particular, something unfortunate happened. They ran out of wine. Now, running out of wine might not seem like the worst thing to have happened, but back in those days, it was safer for people to drink wine than it was for them to drink water, because the water wasn't always clean or safe to drink. It was also very important to be hospitable and to provide for guests when they come to your village. It would make the host look very bad to not have anything to offer his guests to drink. And it would make them kind of upset. So Jesus' mother Mary was worried about her friends who were hosting the wedding. And she knew that Jesus could do something about the situation. At first, Jesus tried to tell her, "It's not my time to show God's power yet." But Mary believed in Jesus. And she quickly told the servants, "Do anything that he tells you." So Jesus told the servants to go and to fill up some jars with water and serve it to the master of the house. So they went and got some bins and filled them with bath water. Did any of you run to the shower when you're thirsty to fill your cup? Not exactly what we would think of. But when they took the water to the master of the house and served him, he drank wine. And not only that, it was the best wine. And he commended the groom for saving the best wine for later in the celebration. With the belief of Mary and the obedience of the servants, Jesus kept the guests well taken care of. This miracle is only the first one that we can read about in the Bible, and it reminds us of a couple of very special things. First, it tells us that God truly cares about our lives, even the little things. He wants us to enjoy life, and even something like running out of water matters to him. We also see how important it is to trust that Jesus can do anything. And you know the other awesome part of this? That this is just the first miracle that we can read about Jesus doing. When you think about it, there were lots of miracles that we can read about in the Bible, but there are lots of miracles that continue to happen every day today too. All sorts of marvelous things, like waking up in the morning or taking a nice deep breath. These are all signs that Jesus is very much present with us. He loves us and cares about us, and he can make amazing things happen in our lives. Whether it's something as simple as finding your favorite flavor of ice cream at the store, or healing after being hurt or sick, God is working in every aspect of our lives, so we can give thanks for each and every day, for the big moments and the small ones as well. Because in each of those moments, we can see and feel the presence of Jesus. Will you pray with me? Loving God, thank you for everyday miracles and for caring about everything that we do. Help us to listen and to do your will, to always trust and obey. Thank you for your amazing love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.